previously on Left Behind.
Earl, great to see you.
Get away from me, Steele.
Now, Rabbi! This way! Hurry!
Earl, tell me what's got...
No, Rafer, you tell me why I almost got killed.
After you murdered his wife and children, you simply went home.
I did not murder his wife and children. I would never harm them.
But would you help someone else who wanted to?
Do you understand the significance of a 100 megaton bomb?
Buck, Chloe, as soon as you get this message, get out of Chicago.
Based on Nikolai, the third book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 27 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Hey, boss. Looks like you avoided the war, huh?
I came as close as I ever want.
Buck?
Verna.
Why didn't you tell us? You've had some urgent messages. Carpathia himself has been trying to reach you. There's another from a Rayford Steele.
You leave a number?
You're returning his call first?
I believe I asked you a question.
He just said to call your hotel room.
Hotel?
I would have done it myself, but I didn't know where you were staying. Where are you staying?
I don't believe that's any of your business.
Well, pardon me.
I'll be borrowing your office temporarily.
For how long?
As long as I need it.
The Drake Hotel.
Hi, this is Herb Katz. I need to reach my voicemail, please.
I'll connect you, sir.
Thank you.
You have one message.
Far away from downtown as you can. Please, trust me on this. As soon as you get this message, get out of Chicago.
Sales, this is Tim.
Yeah, this is Buck Williams. I just bought a Range Rover a couple of days ago.
Mr. Williams!
Yeah.
Well, I trust everything's all right with the vehicle.
Car's fine, but I need to reach my wife and she's driving it. I didn't write the cell phone number down, and I need it.
Well, now that would take a little digging.
I gotta tell you here, Tim, this is really rather urgent. I might just develop a sudden case of buyer's remorse if you can't find
it. Oh, okay. Hang on, sir. Just give me a minute, okay?
The mobile customer you're calling is not available at this time. Please try your call again later. Schomburg CM0.
Come on, Chloe, pick it up.
You're not going to believe
this.
Carpathia's guy is on the line.
Look, I'll have to call him back.
What?
I can't talk to him, okay? Now close the door on the way out.
Of all the insolence, does he not understand just
what is it?
This Cameron Williams, his secretary, said he would get back to us.
Ah, well, give him the number. He would not keep me waiting without good reason. After all, he is trying to cover the story of a lifetime. Would you not agree?
The mobile customer you're calling is not a...
Sorry to bother you, but you got another urgent phone call. A Dr. Rosenzweig from Israel.
Tell him I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to call him back, too.
You should tell me you're sorry. I'm tempted to patch him through anyway.
I'm very sorry, Verna. Now leave me alone.
The mobile customer...
Buck, this doctor says it's a matter of life and death.
Okay. Hi, I'm very sorry. I'm in the middle of an urgent matter here. Can I call you back?
Cameron, please, don't hang up on me. Israel has been spared the devastation your country has suffered, but Rabbi Ben-Judah's family has been slaughtered.
What?
It is true, Cameron. His house was burned to the ground. I pray he is safe, but no one knows where he is.
His family's dead? Are you sure?
It was a public spectacle, Cameron. I was afraid it would come to this. Oh, why did he have to broadcast his views about the Messiah?
Probably because he really believes it.
I respect him. He is my friend. But the religious zealots here hate a person who believes in Jesus as Messiah. Cameron, he needs our help. Worse yet, I have not been able to get through to Nikolai.
Haim, do me a huge favor. Leave Nikolai out of this.
But Cameron, the most powerful man in the world, has pledged his protection. Surely he will step in and preserve.
Doctor, I'm begging you. Trust me on this. Leave Nikolai out of it. Listen, I'll have to call you back. I have family members in trouble myself.
Forgive me, Cameron. Get back to me as soon as you can.
Right.
Someone called, but since you don't want to be bothered...
Verna, I don't have time for this.
If you must know, it was your wife.
What?
I told her you were probably on the line with Carpathia or Rosenstein.
Where was she calling from?
I don't know. Said she'd just wait for your call on her car.
Great.
Don't you want the number?
I have it, thank you.
Look, I'm not your secretary. You can take your own calls from now on.
Verna, I am coming across this desk to kick that door shut, and you had better not be in the
Williams, way. Williams, you're coming unglued!
Get out!
Buck?
Chloe, where are you?
I'm on my way out of Chicago. I went to the Drake, but they stopped me at the desk. His dad left me this message
that
was...
Yeah, I know.
Buck, it was something in his voice. I didn't even go to our room.
Good girl.
But your laptop and all your clothes...
Well, don't worry about it. Your dad sounded serious.
Yeah, like it was... No.
What is it?
I got a cop behind me. I made a U-turn. I'm sure I was speeding. I probably went through a light or two.
Chloe, listen to me. It's easier to ask forgiveness than permission.
You want me to try to outrun him?
You'll probably save his life. There's only one reason your dad would say to get out of Chicago as fast as possible.
Okay, Buck. Pray for me. Here goes nothing.
I'll stay on the line.
I need both hands to drive.
Hit the speaker button.
I think I see an exit ramp.
Well, how close is it? Chloe! Chloe, what's that? Chloe, are you all right? Chloe, talk to me!
That blast took out the electricity everywhere.
Wow, look at that.
What's going on?
Chicago's getting bombed.
Is that militia or GC?
Whoever it is, they're not kidding around.
Chicago should be under retaliatory attack even as we speak. Thank you for your part in this, gentlemen, and for the strategic non-use of radioactive fallout. I have many loyal employees in that area. No need to lose them to radiation to make my point.
Would you care to see the latest coverage, Potentate?
Ah, yes. Thank you.
Real attack on Chicago is underway. The attack began moments ago and seems to be concentrated on the downtown area. Magnificent Mile has been called. You can see the...
Rayford, you were right.
Listen, would you go to Chicago for me?
Do you think I'd be safe?
There's no radiation.
How do you know that?
If I can get permission from Carpathia to have you fly out of San Francisco, will you go?
I'll do anything, Rayford. You know that.
Good. Now, listen carefully. If you can't get an immediate flight, and I mean before this plane leaves the ground again, you must reboard the Condor. Do you understand?
I understand, but why?
Please don't ask questions. Just get an immediate flight to Milwaukee if I can get it cleared. If the plane isn't airborne before we are...
What?
Just be sure. I couldn't bear losing you.
Sir, may I have a moment?
Oh, certainly, Captain. Terrible news from Chicago, is it not?
Yes, sir, it is. In fact, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Huh.
You know I have family in that area.
Yeah. And I hope they are all safe.
Sir, I was wondering if it would be possible for my wife to deplane in San Francisco and head back... to check on my people?
Well, I would be happy to have my staff check on them. Give me their addresses, please.
I'd really feel better if she could be there with them.
As you wish, Captain Steele.
Chicago approach Global 27 Lima out of 21 for 12. Over.
27 Lima, Chicago approach. Airspace is closed. You must divert.
Come again, Chicago?
This airspace is closed. You must divert.
Uh-oh. Here we go again. That's a roger, Chicago. We're canceling the IFR. Can you recommend an alternate?
Global 27, Lima. Repeat, Chicago airspace is closed.
Chicago approach, we copy. Can you recommend an alternate?
Global 27, Lima. Airspace is closed. I strongly suggest you divert.
In the world? Something's wrong here. Let's do a little experiment. Hey, Chicago approach, radio check, over.
The radio check is 5x5. Is that 4-27 Lima? 27 Lima. At 27 Lima, radar contact has been lost. Check your transponder for us if you can, sir. We'll need that back ASAP. 27 Lima, Chicago approach, please respond.
So if you were trying not to shoot down one of your own, you would use a radio guided missile. Now, if I could just get rid of that heat signature. Carpathia, you devil!
Who's got a cell phone I can borrow? Anybody?
Here. Battery's fresh.
Werner.
Don't look so shocked.
Well, thanks. Hey, I need to borrow a car.
I'm heading home to check on my wife and my kid.
Yeah, which way?
Homewood.
Well, I need to get north. Anybody going to Mount Prospect?
I'll take you.
Verna, but you live in the city, don't you?
Until about 5 minutes ago.
Well, maybe your place survived.
Cameron, if that big blast was nuclear, none of us will last the week.
Listen, Verna, if we can get to Mount Prospect, I know a place you can stay. Come on.
I'm glad you called. Been trying New York, but nobody's there.
Yeah, we're in a real mess. I got the clothes on my back, that's about it.
We miss you out here, son.
Thanks. Look, I don't have much time to talk, Dad. Just called to make sure everybody was okay.
Your brother and I doing fine. He's still grieving the loss of his family, of course.
Dad, the wheels are coming off this country. You're not going to really be all right until you consider...
Cameron, let's not get into that again, okay? I know what you believe. And if it gives you comfort...
It gives me little comfort right now. It kills me that I was too late coming to the truth. I've already lost too many loved ones. I don't want to lose you, too.
You're not going to lose me, Buck. Nobody seems to want to even attack us out here. Almost feel neglected.
Dad, millions are dying. Don't be glib about this. Chloe was near downtown when it was hit.
Is she okay?
I don't know. I'm headed there right now.
I'm sure she'll be all right. By the way, still looking forward to meeting her someday.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's just been too crazy. Look, Dad, find a good church there. Find someone who can explain what's going on.
I can't think of anybody more qualified than you, son. Hope things turn out okay.
Is there any possible way someone could detect that we are airborne during the broadcast?
None, sir.
Oh, good.
I'll tell the captain we're ready.
Yes?
Captain, the potentate is ready. Let's proceed with the air patch through Dallas as discussed. The uplink expects us in 3 minutes.
You got it.
Loretta's a little eccentric, but she'll take good care of you.
Cameron, level with me. Why are you doing this?
Hey, you let me use your phone, right?
Phone for lodging? A bit lopsided, isn't it?
Seen our world recently?
We haven't exactly been best chums here.
Well, Verna, for what it's worth, I haven't made much of an effort. For that, I apologize. This is no time to be squabbling. Oh, here you go. This is it. Right here. Oh, and that's Loretta. Loretta, hi. Loretta, this is Verna Z. We work together at Global Week.
No introductions, Cameron. Get back in the car. He's got a wife to find. Hi. Thanks for opening your home to me.
I arranged a car for you, Buck. It should be here in a few minutes.
Thanks. I'll take Verna's to save time.
Fine with me. And keep the phone as long as you need to.
Come on. We'll get you set. Do you live downtown?
Yeah, I have a place. At least I used to.
Brothers and sisters of the global community, I am speaking to you with the greatest heaviness of heart I have ever known. I am a man of peace who has been forced to retaliate against
international terrorists.
Yes, Mr. Williams. I would tell him you returned his call. He's conducting an international broadcast just now.
Right. Sorry. Let me give you my number.
By now, you must know that
two former members of the exclusive Global Community Executive Council have revolted against my administration, and another carelessly allowed militia forces in his region to do the same. These forces were led by the now late President of the United States, Gerald Fitzhugh.
As soon as we land, I'm going to get the aft door open and get you off this plane as fast as possible.
Okay.
And I mean as soon as we land, even before post-flight. Now, be ready.
All right.
Then I need you to make sure whatever flight you find is off the ground before we are.
But why, Ray?
Trust me. Then when you get to Chicago, call me on my sat phone and let me know Chloe and Buck are all right.
And the destruction of great populated cities in North America and around the world were the work of the rebellion. There are no more plans for counterattacks by global community forces. We will respond only as necessary and pray that our enemies understand that they have no future. They cannot succeed. They will be utterly destroyed. I know that in a time of global war such as this, most of us live in fear and grief. I am with you in your grief, but my fear has been overcome by confidence that the majority of the global community is together, heart and soul, against the enemies of peace. Rest assured that as we reconstruct and reorganize, we will enjoy the greatest prosperity and the most wonderful home this earth can afford. May we all work together for the common goal.
All right, stairs are down. When you get to the ground, go straight to the terminal. There's a crew room on the ground floor. Use this pass card. Find your way up to the terminal. I checked with operations. There's a flight to Milwaukee leaving in 20 minutes. Now make sure you're on it.
I love you.
I love you, too.
Be careful.
Captain Steele, what's going on?
Passenger needed to connect.
Can we get on with post-flight? I want to switch places with McCollum as soon as I can.
No problem. Let's get on with it. Where are you headed tonight?
What possible business is that of yours?
Just curious. Given the way the country is having a few problems right now.
Captain Steele, you're being summoned by the ground crew.
I'll handle it, sir, just as soon as we wrap up our post-flight check.
Just letting you know they're waiting.
You realize that with a new plane, there's a good bit we need to be sure of before we go trans-Pacific.
As soon as possible, Captain. We have a full flight crew waiting, and we want to take care of the potentate's needs as quickly as we can.
Safety first.
I'll be with you in a moment, ma'am.
I'm trying to connect with the Milwaukee flight. Is this the right gate?
Yes, but we're a little behind just now. If you'll take a seat, we'll call you when we're ready.
But you're supposed to leave in 5 minutes.
There's a delay, ma'am. If you'll have a seat.
How long? I need to know how long.
Only another 15 or 20 minutes. Now, please, have a seat and we'll call you.
Excuse me, sir. Mr. Fortunato is joining us for the next leg of the flight?
Yes, he is.
He left Dallas half an hour after we did. He should be boarding any minute.
Okay. Thank you. Just trying to calculate our departure scenario.
Hey, the road's closed, boy!
Verna. Verna, hi. This is Buck. I'm on Lakeshore Drive, still looking for Chloe.
The news says it's all shut down.
Yeah, well, I took some liberties. When you talked with Chloe, did she give you any indication where she might be?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, well, she knew to get out of the city. Verna, do you think she might have taken the Kennedy?
If I wanted to get out fast, I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, I'm coming up on... Oh, wow!
What is it?
I gotta go!
Hey, idiot! What's going on with your
eyes? Road's closed, where are you blind?
Freeze! Police!
Wait, hang on.
Hey, stay where you are! Hands where I can see them!
Okay, I'm just rolling down...
I said hands where I can see them!
Right!
Out of the car and lie flat on the ground, now!
Okay.
Hands behind your head! Any guns, knives, needles?
No, just two sets of IDs.
So,
Which one are you, Williams or Katz?
I'm Cameron Williams, publisher, Global Community Weekly. I report directly to the potentate. The phony idea is to help me get into unsympathetic countries.
If you really report to Carpathia, you have a level 2A clearance, and I don't see... Okay, I guess I do. Do you know carrying phony 2A security clearance is punishable by death?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. And it's not phony.
All right. Well, so, Mr. Williams, where are you headed in such an all-fired hurry?
The Drake.
You are aware that most of Michigan Avenue is gone?
Including the Drake?
I don't know about that, but it can't be in too good of a shape by now.
Well, if I walk up over that rise, am I going to be able to get onto Michigan Avenue?
There's no guarantees you'll get past the guards. Trying to find someone?
Yeah, my wife.
Well, good luck. Best bet's that clearance card. I hope it's legit, for your sake.
Condor 216, Frisco Ground. That Milwaukee flight is still delayed, over.
Roger, Ground. Any guesses on how long it'll be?
Negative, Condor. I'll keep you informed.
Roger that. Thanks a bunch.
216, Butler Ramp Service.
Go ahead, Butler.
216, what's the holdup here? The service order came in as a red expedite.
We got a few housekeeping chores and a learning curve here, Butler. Plus, we're switching crews. I'll call you in a second.
Learning curve. Right. Captain, it's going to take us a while to top off the tanks, and we can't start until you pull the aft stairs into the locked position. Cabin, we're ready to refuel.
I realize that. Hang tight, okay?
How did that loser land this job?
Miss? Are you ready to board? It'll be a few more minutes, but I can get your seat assignment set up now. Do you prefer aisle or window?
How long do you think it'll be before we board?
Has anyone approached you, asked you to carry anything on board?
Look at me! How long will it be?
Ray?
Oh, hey, welcome aboard, Mac. Good to see you. Everything okay with you?
As good as can be expected during a world war.
Ain't that the truth. Oh, look, it's been a long day for me. I'd appreciate a little shut-eye once we get her in the air.
My pleasure, Cap.
I'll just camp out in the cockpit. Not quite confident enough to leave her yet.
Fine by me.
Captain, excuse me. Mr. Fortunato has arrived. Oh. We are ready for takeoff.
Yeah, thanks.
Something wrong, Cap? Ray?
God. I pray for Verna right now. You know the situation. If she finds out I'm a Christian, it could mean my life. So, I put that in your hands. Working her life through me, through Loretta. And please, oh God, please, in all this confusion, help me find Chloe.
Behind. The dramatic audio series is based in part on the book Nikolai by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry with music by Steve Wick, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.